Using atmospheric devices on a 150-foot tower in the Morgan Monroe State Forest, Indiana University researchers measured how much water vapor and gases were being absorbed and released by the forest. That information, combined with similar data from forests around the world, has led researchers to the conclusion that with more carbon dioxide in the air, trees are using less water. Hoppe Schmidt headed IU's part of the project while he was a professor there. He's now the director of a meteorology and climate research institute in Germany. He says scientists knew this kind of thing could happen, but had never actually seen it in nature.
The really surprising finding that is puzzling in a way is that this seems to be, this saving of water seems to be stronger than what was previously found in lab studies.
That could be a good thing, because it means trees are likely better able to withstand droughts. But if trees are using less water, that means trees are also releasing less water into the atmosphere, and that could mean less rain. Several IU researchers, including assistant biology professor Rich Phillips, are continuing the research Schmidt began. Phillips says recent drier conditions, including last year's drought, could provide new data to work with.
So one of the sort of things that we need now to test is to say whether under these new conditions where it's even getting drier, does this increased efficient use of water, is that offset by when it gets really dry, the trees can't quite adjust and actually continue to grow.
And researchers say the study shows a large-scale trend, but more research needs to be done to find out how individual forests are likely to react to climate change. For WFIU News, I'm Gretchen Frazee.